Hey everybody, Joe here. It is Wednesday, May 15th. There is a new market that has developed in CRNA world. I don't know if it exists in medical world and anesthesia world for physicians or even dentists. That market is the what I call the intro to becoming a CRNA. And they range, from what I understand, anywhere from $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 to hundreds of dollars to just like $50 a month. And essentially what these programs do is they say, hey, we are going to help you get into these CRNA programs, and there may be some sort of guarantee that goes along with it, i.e. you get into the program or we give you your money back, something like that. This is really interesting to me. I haven't fully formed my opinion on it yet, but if you are listening and you have gone to one of these programs, right, I want to hear from you. If you've had a great experience, I want to hear from you. If you've had a terrible experience, I want to hear from you as well. You can write me an email, joe@guideanesthesia.com. All right, joe@guideanesthesia.com. If you're noticing the new email, that's for another episode. Okay, so you can either write me something or you can send a voice memo, but I want to hear from people who've gone through these things before I fully form my opinion. And we're probably going to ask some of the leaders of these, what I presume are either nonprofit or for-profit organizations. And, you know, my general opinion on nonprofit and for-profit is the only real difference is what they file on their taxes, right? Every individual, every organization has to have an operating margin that's called saving your money. That's what everybody should do. All right. So that's part one. All right. On today, part two is some of you probably are wondering where the is Mike McKinnon, right? I know you've been hearing a lot more from me and less from Mike. Mike is one of the smartest guys I know. I met him back in 2009, which was the first year of the Obama administration, on a website called nurseanesthesia.org. That was when meeting people on the internet was still weird, right? Now it's pretty common, right? So we've known each other a long time. He's one of the smartest, most energetic, most relentless persons I have ever met, right? So he is the assistant program director at National, if you didn't know. He also maintains a robust clinical practice up in rural Arizona, and he's also on the board of our professional association. So he is a super busy guy, and he's the type of person that no matter what he gets into, he goes super deep and learns it better probably than everyone else in the room. That's the type of person he is. So when he does these podcasts, they're like 45 minutes, an hour and a half long, and he breaks them out. So he's like the special host at this point because he only does really in-depth stuff. Where I like to keep track on the news, what's going on, what are people's opinions about these issues, what can we learn from them, and how are we going to move forward more on a week-to-week basis. Also, I have a really short opinion, a short attention span, and the average commute in America is about 27 minutes. So I like to keep these things a little more brief. So that's what Mike is up to, number one. And number two, if you are involved in this intro to CRNA world in one way or another, we want to hear from you. You can write me an email, joe@guideanesthesia.com. Have a great day, everybody.
That's all for this episode of Anesthesia Deconstructed. For more information based on today's discussions, be sure to visit us at anesthesia-deconstructed.com. You'll also gain access to our blogs, editorials, and more resources to keep you updated on the science, politics, and realities of today's medical industry. That's anesthesia-deconstructed.com.